Today is the 15th of April, 2024. Welcome to Walking the Way. My name is Ray. I want to say a big thank you to everyone for listening in as we continue to share in a regular rhythm of worship and devotion together. As you can tell, folks, I'm still rocking the Barry White impression, so just bear with me for a few more days. I should be fine relatively soon. If you're joining us for the very first time, let me say thank you and welcome. Each episode follows a really simple pattern. It's a mixture of prayer, scripture, and music. It's easy to pick up as we go along. Don't forget, there is the Walking the Way prayer book, which you can download. And if you'd like support Walking the Way, I'd really appreciate if you'd consider subscribing to the podcast. Links to the subscriptions are in the episode notes below. And your support will go a long way to make sure that we can keep this going. If you'd like more information about the podcast, head to rayborrett.co.uk or follow our links to everything in the episode notes. But we always start each leg of Walking the Way with our opening prayer. So let's steady our hearts. Let's come before God. Let's pray. In you alone we put our hope. God our Father, Creator and Sustainer, who gives all good things, seen and unseen. In you alone we put our hope. God the Son, the Saviour and Redeemer, who died for our sins and rose again. In you alone we put our hope. God the Spirit, Teacher and Comforter, who moves us to sing, Our God Reigns. In you alone we put our hope. Triune God, three in one. In you alone we put our hope. Amen. 1 Kings 5, verse 4. But now the Lord my God has given me rest on every side. There is neither adversary nor misfortune. Solomon has started the process of building the one thing that he was destined to build, the temple in Jerusalem. It's the thing that would forever cement his place in history. And it can only happen because Israel is now in a period of relative prosperity and peace. And it got me thinking about the things that we are trying to build for God in our lives, whether it's families, communities, or nations even. Can those things happen when there is scarcity and chaos? They're not ideal conditions, but here's where I find myself. Family life, for instance, is always going to be chaotic. Communities are always going to have their ups and downs. Resources have a nasty habit of running short just when we need them. And yet, even in the midst of the chaos and the turmoil and the scarcity, God is able to do amazing things if we allow him to. Yes, peace and prosperity are the optimal conditions for good things to happen. But often it's in our weakness that we are made strong. It's in our doubt that we find faith. And believe it or not, it's in the chaos that we find a peace that transcends all understanding. As Paul writes in 2 Corinthians, "But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly in my weaknesses, so the power of Christ may rest upon me." And as Isaiah tells us, "But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." You see, we don't need optimal conditions to do great things for God. We actually just need to get on and do them. We're going to have our first piece of music just to give us some time to center ourselves on God. And then we're going to get into our Bible readings for today. And today, we read 1 Kings chapter 5.
Thank you.
Heavenly Father, as we approach your word today, help us to hear it with your wisdom and respond to it with your grace. Amen. Our Bible readings this week are taken from the English Standard Version, and today I'm reading 1 Kings 5. Now Hiram, king of Tyre, sent his servants to Solomon when he heard that they had anointed him king in place of his father, for Hiram always loved David. And Solomon sent word to Hiram, "You know that David my father could not build a house for the name of the Lord his God, because of the warfare with which his enemies surrounded him, until the Lord put them under the soles of his feet. But now the Lord my God has given me rest on every side. There is neither adversary nor misfortune. And so I intend to build a house for the name of the Lord my God, as the Lord said to David my father, 'Your son, whom I shall sit on your throne in your place, shall build a house for my name.' Now therefore command that cedars of Lebanon be cut for me, and my servants will join your servants, and I will pay you for your servants such wages as you set. For you know that there is no one among us who knows how to cut timber like the Sidonians." As soon as Hiram heard the words of Solomon, he rejoiced greatly and said, "Blessed be the Lord this day, who has given to David a wise son to be over this great people." And Hiram sent to Solomon, saying, "I have heard the message that you have sent to me. I am ready to do all you desire in the matter of cedar and cypress timber. My servants will bring it down to the sea from Lebanon, and I will make it into rafts to go by sea to the place you direct. And I will have them broken up there, and you shall receive it. And you shall meet my wishes by providing food for my household." So Hiram supplied Solomon with all the timber of cedar and cypress that he desired, while Solomon gave Hiram 20,000 cores of wheat as food for his household, and 20,000 cores of pressed oil. Solomon gave this to Hiram year by year, and the Lord gave Solomon wisdom as he promised him. And there was peace between Hiram and Solomon, and the two of them made a treaty. King Solomon drafted forced labor out of all Israel, and the draft numbered 30,000 men. And he sent them to Lebanon, 10,000 a month in shifts. They would be a month in Lebanon and 2 months at home. Adoniram was in charge of the draft. Solomon also had 70,000 burden bearers and 80,000 stone cutters in the hill country, besides Solomon's 3,300 chief officers who were over the work, who had charge of the people who carried on the work. At the king's command, they quarried out great costly stones in order to lay the foundation of the house with dressed stones. So Solomon's builders and Hiram's builders and the men of Gebel did the cutting and prepared the timber and the stones to build the house. We're going to have our second piece of music just to give us some time to think about some of those exploits of Solomon and Hiram. And after the music, as always, we're going to pray. Thank you. Before we pray, just a reminder that if you'd like us to pray for you, drop us a line through the usual channels. The links are in the episode notes. And today we've been asked to pray for Alan. We've prayed for Alan in the past before. But if we can just keep Alan in our prayers, I would really appreciate it. Thank you very much. Our prayer today, taken from our Walking the Way prayer book, is a prayer for our neighbours. Let's pray for them, shall we? Loving God, we're praying for a flourishing community where neighbours love each other and where the love of Jesus can be shown. We pray, Heavenly Father, that we can be good stewards of your love towards each of our neighbours. We would ask you would help us to learn from our community, that it would be a place where all are welcomed. And so we ask for healthy, thriving relationships between our neighbours. We pray for those different cultures that have moved in, that they'll be able to understand each other and care for one another in our neighbourhoods. We pray that all neighbours will celebrate the diversity of your people, just as you love each one of us. Father, we pray for our neighbours, the people behind us, beside us, over the road, that you would bless them and keep them. In Jesus' name, amen. And we say together the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. And forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us and remain with us now and forevermore. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. You've been listening to Walking the Way. All the details for today's episodes can be found in the show notes, including the scripture passages and credits for the prayers. If you'd like to support Walking the Way, and we really would appreciate it if you would, links to our giving page and also to our subscription service is in the episode notes as well. For more information, head to rayborrett.co.uk, or you can find me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Don't forget, you can also listen to us on TuneIn and Spotify. My name is Ray, and so until next time, I'll be here waiting as we continue walking the way.